Welcome to the John Maxwell Executive Leadership Podcast, where our goal is to help you increase your reputation as a leader, increase your ability to influence others, and increase your ability to fully engage your team to deliver remarkable results. Hi, I'm Perry Holly, a John Maxwell facilitator and coach.
And I'm Chris Cody, Vice President with the John Maxwell Company. Welcome and thank you for joining. Just as a reminder before we get started, if you want to download the learner's guide, if you have a question or a comment for Perry or I, even if you're looking for the link to our weekly blog, definitely visit johnmaxwellcompany.com/podcast, and you can find that information there. Well, today's topic, and I'm proud of Perry because we've moved away from his favorite number five. I have a feeling we're going back to it, but today's topic is 12 things leaders model to develop a leadership culture. Again, we're focusing on this leadership culture this month, and that's what we are passionate about doing. That's what we help organizations do around the world, is really to help them maybe find, enhance, develop their leadership culture. And so when you think about culture, it's really, in its simplest form, what people see and feel on a day-to-day basis with their leaders, with their peers, with people that work for them. So, Perry, I'm excited to walk through these 12 things. Now, we might have lost everybody when we said 12. We promise we're going to work through them quickly, stay high level.
Very quick.
But we are going to go through these. Talk to us a little bit about these 12 and what drove you to bring this to us today.
Well, I heard John Maxwell say that leadership is more caught than taught. And I thought, while that was a cute saying, I didn't really consider it something I should think about any further. But what I've learned in my quarter century, that's 25 years of, and probably more than that, but of leading teams, is that John was right again, and that I can talk all I want about leadership development to my team and all I want, and they walk away and they just do what they see me do. So what I'd love to talk about, these 12 things, if you want to have a leadership culture, I think you need to be modeling leadership. We talked in an earlier podcast about, are you learning leadership, and now are you modeling it? What do people see? Are you demonstrating it for them? If you ever hope to have a leadership culture, you need to be demonstrating what that looks like.
Yeah, I've also heard him say that, you know, people do what people see.
Yes.
And and again, that goes back to some parenting examples, which we can all think about. But let me remind you, I gave you kind of a high level just a minute ago and said this culture is kind of like what people see and feel. But let me dig in a little bit here for you as we get started, and what we mean by leadership culture. And it's really about how we do things around here and about how we influence and how we lead people. And so a leadership culture is an organizational culture where everyone, not just the titled people, not entitled, but also titled, by the way, where they have the ability to influence everyone. And by doing this and letting everybody know that, man, everybody has influence, whether it's above, below, besides, that really drives team engagement. And then in turn, drives performance, which is what we're all looking for at the end of the day. Leaders will ask, hey, what we're doing right here, how does this affect my bottom line, my EBITDA? And so we're not going to have time today, you know, to dive into all 12 of these. Hopefully you're still listening to us.
We'll move quick.
Yeah, we'll move quick. But we do want to give you the list and talk a little bit about them. You can also, again, go to the learner guide where Perry's provided them for us at johnmaxwellcompany.com/podcast. So let's get started.
Number one, you better be demonstrating and modeling integrity. Because it's easy to think sometimes, I see people talk about, well, I'm not lying, cheating, stealing. Those are the big three, so I must have integrity. I think it's more complex than that. And it's, you know, are you honest and above board with everything you do? Are your motives clear and the decisions you make? Are you manipulating situations or to your advantage? I mean, there's a long list you could probably think of about what it means to have integrity, but it's going to be one thing that people see early, and they're going to check for it often.
Yeah, and I think you said the word manipulate, and I just want to bring to the attention of our listeners, man, we give a disclaimer right away in rooms. We say there is a fine line, right, between manipulation and influence.
Yeah.
And that fine line comes with your motive. And that is what, as leaders, we've got to check and make sure that our motives are pure. The other thing I think about integrity that's so important is that integrity leads to trust. And we say trust is a currency to all leadership, to all influence. And so we've got to make sure that we have that from an integrity standpoint. Well, number two of our 12 things every leader should be modeling is self-awareness. And we probably talk a lot about this. You probably heard us talk about this. But this is something that is so easily overlooked. And here's what I want to encourage you. We all know leaders that have no self-awareness. You're thinking of individuals right now. I also want you to know that there are other leaders in your organization that are thinking about leaders and people that have lack of self-awareness, and you may be on their list. And I find that the longer that we lead, this includes you and I, and we get comfortable and we get into our zones, we become very tainted to our leadership. We don't see the other side of our leadership, and so we get complacent and we become lack of awareness when it comes to our leadership.
Right. You know, more accurately is can you tell when someone's unaware of how their behaviors and their actions impact others?
Yeah.
And that they're just they think more of themselves or something going on, but they're not aware that they impact every word you say, every action you take. Everybody's watching you, so they're trying to decide that. All right, number three, authenticity. This stems from that genuine self-awareness that allows you to really to be a real person. No mask needed. This is who I am. I can just be me. I don't have to put on an act for anyone. I have that authenticity. And I've noticed people really notice that, that you're real.
Yeah, I think Greg Kegel, one of our facilitators, always says that authenticity is a trust accelerator. Like, let's be who we are. And a lot of people also say to us, well, I'm one person at home and I'm another person at work. I'm like, that must be exhausting. Right? Now, listen, I'm quieter at home than I probably am at work, right? Because I'm out of words by the time I get home. But I still want to try to be the same person. The other thing I think about this is we talk about this model of leadership, and we're talking about leadership cultures, and it starts with the common language. We want to have a model of leadership, but we want everybody to lead authentically. Mm-hmm. So we like to say that model is kind of a guardrail. And so we want you to be authentic. We want you to be yourself. And we joke around quite a bit and we say, listen, you might as well do it because your team already recognizes the real you. Mm-hmm. All right, number four. Now, I'm going to tell you, I looked through these, obviously, before we started. There's a couple words in here. I'm not sure they're words. And I think you're setting me up, but we're going to go with it.
I might have made it up.
Yeah, you might have made it up. These are Perry's words, not Chris. Teachableness. Okay.
I think that's a word.
It's probably a word. There's one coming that I don't think. Leaders are learners, right? Like what are you learning? How teachable are you? And not only in your own development plan, which is so important, and to have that and to model that in your team, but how teachable are you from those that are on your team? Maybe from those that are a couple levels down. What is it that you want to learn? Be curious. I love that you introduced me to how important that word is a couple of years ago about be curious as leaders. And by doing that, it's a terrific characteristic.
Well, you think about a culture that is hallmarked by teachableness says that you don't ever think you have all the answers. You don't ever think you're the smartest person in the room. You invite the insights and points of view of other people. You engage the team and saying we can all learn and get better. I thought I should put that up to number one.
Yes.
Let me give you the next three real quick so we can move this along.
Okay.
But yeah, three
all
at a time.
Right, good.
And they're a little related. But they're not the same. So number five, I said relationship building, is that if you're modeling relationship building, really, engaging with people, that's a great culture accelerator. Now, valuing others, of course, if you're relationship building and you value others, that others orientation says that when you value me, I feel valued and I lean in more. And then number seven, inclusiveness. We're going to do more on this about that inclusive leadership. It gets tied up with diversity and inclusion sometimes, but it really, diversity is kind of a given. Today, our teams are quite diverse, more diverse than they ever were. But inclusion is a choice that a leader makes. And if you're exhibiting that, these all three are about an other's orientation. It's where you initiate relationships, show value to others, exhibit inclusive behaviors that makes everyone feel like they are valued. And here's a big word, that I belong here. And I love that. You have a culture that feeds on that. It's on its way to being a leadership culture.
I think when you promote kind of others focus, other orientation. It makes people feel valued, needed. We do a values card exercise at level two in the five levels of leadership when we do this in regards to being able to connect with your team at a different level. And I say this statement. When I ask them to leave and then go do it with their circle of influence, their leader, those on their team, their peers, here's what I say. Get ready to take notes because they are going to give you pure gold on how to motivate and lead them. Sure. And I think by going through something like that, it's others focused, and I love that. All right, number eight. Here we go.
Just the one?
This might be the one I was a little worried about. Accountableness.
I think that's a word.
It could be a word. By the way, Jason Brooks, who oversees all of our content and writing, he's probably cringing right now and saying, I'm going to have to make sure I shut these two down. Yep. But this is where you are not only holding other people accountable. That is something that we actually do a lot of work there, too. There's leaders are like, man, we need stronger accountability. I need to be able to hold my team accountable. But it also is for yourself. What are you doing to hold yourself accountable?
Right. And it's really, so many people think of accountable as me finding out why you didn't do what you said you would do, when really what I want it to mean is that we take ownership around here, regardless of the circumstances. I own it to get to where we said
Period.
We'd go.
Period.
Period. Number nine, consistency. That's a word.
Yeah, it's funny how your words seem to just be in the dictionary.
Sorry about that. By far, to me, this is one of the most understated words of leadership. It is, but when you model consistency, the way you act, react, your behaviors, how you communicate, that you can be trusted with the good, the bad, and the uncertain. People come to you, they just know your level and you're consistent, and they know what they're going to get when they interface with you.
Yeah, this is something that is, I believe, highly overlooked in the leader is this consistency. And just when you're talking, Perry, the thing that made me think about was this past year in 2020. I think it was one of my greatest aha moments was those that I had influence with needed me to be consistent more than ever. And they responded to that consistency. And so as leaders, and if you want to increase your influence, that is such a huge one, huge word. Another one that's often overlooked is number 10 that you have for us, and that is courage. And I think when you model courage, you're saying, hey, it's okay to do the difficult thing, the unpopular thing. Hey, we're going to go this way, or we've got to do this because it's the right thing to do. And I think when you do that, you're modeling courage, and courage reveals, without a doubt, your values and communicates your priorities to those around you.
It doesn't get talked about a lot, but it really shows up when you see people standing up for what they believe. They have a not only just a positional authority, but a moral authority. We're going to do the right things, and that's, no matter what it costs us. Number 11 and 12, I'll lump those
All
together
right.
as well. Respect is number 11, and humility is number 12. That if you fail to model respect, whether they are above you, below you, beside you, you really open your door to a very different culture than what I'm guessing you really want in your organization. Respect, again, communicates value for another person. It's a high regard for others. It's part of that foundation, I think, of a leadership culture. And then number 12, humility, is just a fantastic quality to end on, I think, because humility in a leader is very attractive. By that, I mean it really attracts followers to people who welcome you to influence them. And you think about if you exhibit arrogance as a leader, you communicate that your position is all about your influence. That's all the influence you have is your position. Humility really communicates confidence, and people love to follow a confident leader.
Well, let me wrap up for us, and I appreciate those 12. And remember, the 12 are, you know, what areas do we want you to be modeling as a leader in order to develop a leadership culture? And I'm going to give you the 12 as we kind of wrap up, and I end with my comment. But here's my challenge to you. I want you to take these 12 and I want you to rate yourself. This is the application. When I think about these 12, on a scale of 1 to 5, 1 to 10, whatever it is, give yourself that score. Then I want you to take that same exercise that you went through and give it to a couple people throughout your organization, throughout your sphere of influence, and have them do the same thing. And then where there's a deviation or a gap that's pretty considerable, I want you to sit down and have a conversation about it. Because these 12 things that Perry brought to us right here, you begin modeling this and living this out, it will drastically change the culture of your team. So as I close, and Perry, I'll throw it back to you, but here's the 12 quickly. Number one, integrity. Number two, self-awareness. Number three, authenticity. Number four, teachableness. Number five, relationship building. Number six, valuing others. Number seven, inclusiveness. Number eight, Perry's word, accountableness. Number nine, consistency. Number 10, courage. Number 11, respect. And finally, number 12, humility.
What a fantastic culture to have if you can demonstrate those 12 things. And there's probably more, but those resonate with me. Thank you, Chris, and thank you, listeners, for joining us again. Of course, Chris has given you that website, but if you want to know more about the five levels, you want to download the learner guide, you want to leave us a question or a comment, you may do that at johnmaxwellcompany.com/podcast. And we always love hearing from you there, and we're always grateful that you would spend this time with us. That's all today from the John Maxwell Executive Leadership Podcast.